Hi, I'm Leah LaChapelle, author of Unzipping Reality, 11 Steps to Create the World We Want, and host of Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I am dedicated to the transforming of human consciousness on planet Earth in our lifetime. So trust, know, be, and do the process as we unzip reality.
Good days, everyone. Welcome to Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I'm Leah LaChapelle, and I'm hoping that all of us are having a great life. Can you say that for yourself? Are you having a good life, a mediocre life, a kind of crummy life? I mean, how do you want to paint your life? Well, hopefully, when you tune in to Unzipping Reality, we can shed some light on things, because many people seem to be fearful these days about any number of things. And that's because they're in survival mode. Survival mode is not fun. We as human beings do not enjoy this. What we want is we want to have freedom and the fulfillment that freedom brings. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And before we launch into that theme, let's go ahead and start up with saying, us love us. We are here in the realm of possibility for all of us to love all of us. And to have that kind of respect for all of our human family. Don't have to agree, but we do need to respect one another's paths. So reality is now sufficiently unzipped. You know it is. You know a whole lot. You know so much that you even have some wisdom about it. And you can see the portal. That portal that is calling all of us to come on through, step on through, and be who and what we really are. So fearorlove.com is my website. It's somewhat of a portal. You need to find the portal that suits you. There are many, many portals available these days. Fearorlove.com is just one of them. Metaphysicaltalkradio.com, we're so glad exists, is another portal. And so we are doing this cooperatively. We're finding one another. This is imperative. You cannot do this alone as a lone wolf. It just is not the design. You just can't do it. So this is a great way to link up and find one another and make new discoveries about ourselves. And so today we're talking about a new conversation. It has to be new because, quite frankly, there's nothing new under the sun. That's right. There has always been bullying. There has always been separation consciousness. There has always been force. There has always been violence. Always. So there's nothing new under the sun. They're just some new toys to execute that with. And our conversation, if we're going to expand our experience here on this planet during our time of incarnation, we must have a new conversation, because the old conversation is worn out now. The old us versus them is obsolete. How can I possibly say that? Just look around. The old conversation of he hurt me, I'm going to push back, it doesn't work anymore. So there must be a new conversation for freedom. So I'd like to challenge you and make an appeal to all those of us who love freedom to intend for a future that is not just so-so or not just acceptable, but intend for a future that is glorious. Can you wrap your head around that? We've spent so much time talking about gloom and doom and being afraid of the next terrible thing that we forget sometimes that we have in our capacity to intend for a future that is glorious. And how do we do that? Well, I'm glad you asked. We do that by ending the predictable cycle of the rise of freedom, the loss of freedom, the rise of freedom, the loss of freedom. And we enter the realm of possibility elegantly. And this is how we dissolve what is referred to as the New World Order. The New World Order is that kind of impending governance that pretends to be beneficial when it's actually malevolent. And it's actually the old world order, the old tyranny, just dressed up, maybe changing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And what we end up with is a whole lot worse than what we've ever seen before. That's the New World Order. You know, it's the thing that is on the back of the $1 bill, the order of the New World in Latin with the all-seeing eye. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. So this is a very pivotal time, and all of us have a unique opportunity to move out of these old cycles, this rise and loss of freedom, this pushback, pulling, pushing, all of this. It's repetitious. It's not supporting us. It never has supported us. It's always just been a mirage. Because we know that what we resist persists. So all the resistance base must go. We are creators, and we can create so much more than this predictable future that's based in fear and division. We got to explore a new possibility towards this great turning in humanity where we break free from this elitist global domination. The globalists who espouse a one-world government or a one-world anything are the dominators, and they are those who are dominated. That's a very elitist mentality. So the one-world government is the counterfeit of the oneness that I'm always talking about on this broadcast and in my writings. The oneness is not the same thing as a one-world government, so make no mistake. What is needed at this time is not merely a change. You know, whether Obama is in office or Bush is in office or Trump is in office, it doesn't matter. That's just a change. That's not a transformation. What we need is a shift across the board, a sweeping shift in conscious awareness. Now, you might think, oh, that's not possible. There are too many people asleep. Well, that very well may be at this time that there are many, many people asleep. However, are you asleep? I'm thinking not. If you have any interest in this topic of freedom, you are not asleep. You are conscious. You have conscious awareness. And so what makes you different from those who are asleep? It doesn't make you better. I'm not better than anyone. I simply have a perspective on our planet that works toward freedom because it works from freedom. That freedom resounds from within us. You can't take that away from people. We are already free. That is something that we are born with. And then the shackles are put on, to be sure. But that's the illusion. The illusion is falling away as those of us who are awake are willing. It just takes a little bit of willingness to go out and have these new conversations, not from a point of anger or judgment or self-righteousness. We don't look down on people. We simply open a field of expression energetically. And we allow some very empowering distinctions to come through. This is imperative because this has been just a past that keeps coming back. Our past, we keep reliving our past. You know how they say we don't learn from history. You know that's true. If we learned from history, we'd be a whole lot freer now, wouldn't we? But, you know, we keep doing the same thing over and over again. Okay, that's fine. It's just that it's over now. Because insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. There is a very famous quote from Alexander Tytler, who was a Scottish historian in the 17 and 1800s. And I really like this quote. It says, "People go from bondage to spiritual truth, to great courage, to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and from dependence back again into bondage." So that's why I say that these old cycles must end, because we've been doing this over and over and over again. So we know what insanity is. What is sanity? I have been proclaiming I am sane because I am awakening to the fact that one's power, my power, lies in the ability to choose, the power to make choices. We can choose to be active and creative and empowered creators rather than passive, reactive, disempowered creatures. So many people say, you can't fight City Hall. You know, we can't go up against the government. We can't. Okay, that is not conscious languaging. That is unconscious, fear-based languaging. So these distinctions that bring about our choices, this is what we need to peer into. For example, the distinction between revolution and evolution. A revolution, and what comes to mind, and I'm sure your mind, is the Revolutionary War. We had a revolution in this nation. However, a revolution, by definition, is a process that brings one full circle back to the point of origin, and it allows for the repetition of that process. It revolves. You know what a revolving door is. You go around, you come right back. So in a revolutionary context, the future is fixed and it's predictable. Folks, we are past 2012. Remember 2012? Remember when everyone was bracing themselves? It's like the big shift is coming. Well, you can choose that that shift is here, still occurring. It is. And so it's a bright new day, but you need to choose it. So rather than a revolution, I much prefer an evolution. Now, an evolution is a process that is supported by the immutable universal laws. We acquire knowledge for our experiencing into wisdom and awareness. So we allow for the creation of something new. This is what evolution brings. Something new, not just a changing of the guard. I'm sorry. Just take a long look. Nothing has changed. It just keeps getting worse. It doesn't matter who's in office. It just keeps getting more and more negative. And our freedoms keep getting more and more diminished. So evolution is like laying down stepping stones as you go. You step down on a stone and you can look back to see where you've been, but you're not exactly sure where the next one is going, but you get to choose. So you get to choose where you put your next stepping stone down, and then you can step upon it. This is evolution. Very, very exciting. This has to do with your attitude, not who is in office. What is your attitude creating? Because this is an energetic game. If you are going around pissed off all the time and in fear, then you will create more to be pissed off about and fearful of. So I'm not suggesting that you not do a thing and just sit around and dream all day long. That is not what I'm saying. And if you listen to this program, you'll understand that embedded within all of my messages is that we must be proactive. We must be about the business of awakening people and bringing them along to be self-empowered, self-responsible, self-determining. And we are the one humanity when this becomes a reality. And it does not take a majority. It only takes a significant minority. So this thing about what is predictable, you know, there are people that just keep calling the shots, the continuation of the old cycle, the pattern repeated. There's nothing we can do. We're disempowered. We're little. We can't do anything. You know, you can stand in your truth and you can accomplish much through your vibration, through your influence. You can impact this world by creating from a desire for a new way of being. Now, please do not misunderstand. I'm not degrading our way of government. Our way of government is the best that we have. I'm just pointing out what is obvious. It has not helped us to arrive where we want to be, this new way of being that brings about peace. It seems like war is the machine that drives out of the dark shadows. So our government is actually a wonderful government. However, it has been taken over. I don't care if you like that or not. It has been taken over long, long ago. And it is run from the shadows. I don't care what kind of hero that you think is in office. They're not calling the shots. Those from the shadows are calling the shots. This is what is actually good news, that we know these things so we can grow up and so that we can cause a great shift to happen, not just for the United States, but for our world. That is going to require a change in the way we think and a change in our way of being, but not just change for change's sake. I'm talking about a shift. A shift is distinctive from change. A shift is, it's permanent, it's deep, it's transformational. It's transformational in your core way of thinking and being. And it exists within the context of what is natural. These so-called changes, and that's just slick marketing if you think anything is changing, it's just repeating the old cycles, and the old normal just continues with maybe a new face, but it's the old, it's the same old normal. It's called separation consciousness. Separation consciousness breeds more separation. Separation consciousness maintains the perceived barriers between people. You know, we are addicted to these barriers between people because we get to be right. I'm right, you're wrong. That is the crux of the matter. I'm right, you're wrong is the old dualistic context for our lives. And it just breeds violence and conflict. So if not separation consciousness, then what? Well, unity consciousness. Oneness consciousness. It's the removing of the barriers of misperception between people, using unconditional respect and love. You may not agree with Muslims or Hindus or Catholics or call it what you like. However, you are called upon in unity consciousness, this consciousness of wholeness, to respect them. Now, I can feel the fear coming up. It's like, yeah, but if I respect them, then I won't take a stand against them, and then they will rule over me. Well, that's an old, old way of being. That's the ego trapping us. That is the separation consciousness. And it's largely based in our programming. It's called victimhood. A victim is one who looks outside themselves that needs rescue from what they perceive to be a problem. Well, our enslavers are just in love with that, because as long as we see ourselves helpless, hopeless, impotent, then we are victims and they get to do as they like. We are not victims. How many times can I say this and how many ways can I say this? We are not victims. Oh, but the system is doing this. The system won't let us. The system is taking away. We are not victims. We are not. We can self-create. We're not going to keep giving away our power. We're not going to allow the usurpation of another's power over us. All of that is based in control and in competition. So I know that there is a lot of fervor about the concern for our health. True enough. Sometimes you need a doctor. Well, we are in the last vestiges of separation consciousness where we have to submit to these overlords that withhold medical help from us. It's a system. It's a system that enslaves and destroys. It does not help us. And so the question is, how can we heal ourselves? Now, this isn't going to happen overnight. I realize that. But we at least need to stay in the question. If I do not have access to medical care, then maybe I ought to look into how to heal myself. We must stop giving our power away. So I realize it's controversial. However, this is where we get to grow up. We're at the end of this age. This age is passing away. And the question, what does freedom really look like? Well, it looks like self-responsibility. It doesn't look like victim consciousness. It doesn't look like separation consciousness. It doesn't look like being dependent on a system. It doesn't look like being ruled over by an illusion out of the shadows. It doesn't look like any of that. So we get to create, this is very good news, underscore this, we get to create what freedom looks like. We get to. I don't care what's on the nightly news, we get to do this. So this duality system, this left-right paradigm, is polar opposites. And currently, this is what we agree upon on Earth. And what it is it's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It's been around a long, long time. And it makes it real easy for the dominators, the workers of the dark, to continue to dominate us. It's a thought construct. So rather than duality, I am suggesting strongly that we begin to create out of oneness, a paradigm of wholeness and unity. It's a merging of polar opposites into polar complements. And I was just touching on that. It's like, I'm sick and I can't afford to go to the doctor and Obamacare is definitely not working for me and whatever is coming down the pike after that is for sure not going to help me. So maybe I ought to look into healing myself. That's what we're talking about. It's the tree of life. It's a new alignment. It's a new awareness that we are all a part of one universal being. Now, the dark workers do not want us to be self-empowered. They want us to continue to be disempowered, give our power away to the power elite and the system that is broken down and doesn't work anymore. And we keep propping it up, pretending. I'm not pretending anymore. It just simply doesn't work. We're ready for a new paradigm. Yes, a new paradigm would be really welcomed about now. And we're alive here, and we are the ones who usher it in. So these dark workers, who are these guys? Well, look, they are playing their roles, and we've talked about this. A dark worker is someone who disacknowledges the source of their being. They just simply don't know who they are. And they are aligned with this fear-based victim consciousness inside of duality. You know, the duality that is now going away because it doesn't work anymore. And don't beat yourself up if you were a part of separation consciousness. All of us have been. Please, don't be affected by that. It was just a dream. So come on out of duality and realize that there are beings who are in service to self and that they are subversive. They subvert any idea of allowing us to be free. Remember, that's just the illusion. So if the dark workers exist, of course, we have light workers. And I know that you like to think of yourself in terms of being a light worker. That's how I view myself. And I'm not better than a dark worker. I'm simply playing a different role in this plane of awareness. A light worker is one who acknowledges their alignment with the source of their being. It's the authentic design. Those in service to others who choose freedom for all by embracing and practicing the universal law of allowance are light workers. The universal law of allowance. Oh my goodness, I'm so happy that this exists in an infinite universe. That we are not just inside of a box, like we've been told, just doing the law of attraction, you know, crummy stuff attracts other crummy stuff and just then amplifies it. And the law of creative intent, some of us are trying to create good stuff, but the ones that are creating the bad stuff don't play fair. And so they put the lid on everything we try to do. I'm so happy that that's not all there is. Now, that's all the access that a lot of people have to any sort of well-being. But fortunately, there are more universal laws. And this is where our creative power comes in. Let those dark workers do whatever they're doing, and you go out and you create something transcendent to that. Embrace them that they are here doing their mischief and causing pain. You're not going to change that. It is what it is. However, through the law of allowance, you will be love in action, and you will be exemplifying free will and self-responsibility, and you will transcend their need to control. I know you don't think this is enough, but that's the fear. I know that it's difficult for us to receive that we are that powerful, that simply practicing the law of allowance would do anything. Well, to balance out the fear of being that powerful through the law of allowance, that we actually can transcend nonviolently, I might add, is the universal law of balance. When we understand and practice the first three universal laws, the law of attraction, like attracts like, we've got that one down. You think good thoughts, good things are going to come to you. It's the law of attraction. You give, you're going to get back. It's reaping and sowing, the law of attraction. We know that we can end our karma through the law of attraction because we keep attracting the same thing over and over and over again. It's like, voila, now I see who turned on the light. I'm doing this. I keep creating this. Now I can do something about it. So the law of attraction is super awesome for ending your karma. And then the second universal law is the law of creative intent, deliberate intent. I intend that I end my karma. Well, the first thing that's going to happen is some more of your karma stuff coming up. So you can end it differently, so that you can resonate to what you choose rather than what karma has been serving up to you, and then it's over. That's just a wonderful, wonderful revelation in this lifetime that we can end our karma, and many, many people are doing that. It's fantastic. You do not have to keep manifesting the same old stuff. So then that third universal law, the law of allowance. We are allowing the old paradigm to end now. We get to say, it cannot continue. It's not sustainable. And the old paradigm has nothing but a horrible ending planned for us. Well, we're not planning that. We're using the law of creative intent to create, remember how we started the program? A glorious future. What does freedom really look like? It looks like intending for a future and a now that is glorious. And then lastly, the law of balance. We understand all of the universal laws. You're not going to budge these, okay? That's how this reality works. It's what the universe in this plane of awareness operates out of, these four universal laws. This is so freeing when we realize this. Instead of beating our head against the wall. So the law of balance leads to higher dimensional awareness. You're not ever going to fix duality. It is not possible. It's not the design. Duality is unfixable. And all of this polarization is unfixable. All we can do is say thank you to the universe for bringing us to this point where we can embrace who we really are and be led into a higher dimensional awareness. It's all by making a choice to come out of fear-based thinking and to love unconditionally. We really can embrace and transmute discord into harmony. We are, as we speak, putting the new world order, which is really the old world order, the old world tyranny, out of business because we're creating a brand new paradigm of experience. We're doing this through our own vibration. We're doing this by expanding our influence. People we meet on a daily basis. Do people walk away from you thinking, gosh, what an angry woman. What a judgmental woman. My goodness, she's in so much internal conflict. That's not it, okay? What we want is for people to walk away from us going, wow, I feel better. I feel like I've been with someone who is so powerful. They're not worried. They're not being recycled and churned by the system. They're creating something altogether new. I want that. I want some of that. Well, let's talk for a minute about the dimensions of consciousness. This is such a fun conversation in the realm of freedom. In separation consciousness, we have been limited to the first three dimensions. You've heard of the third dimension? Yeah, it's inside the box, okay? So inside the box, there are three dimensions. And this is enslave or be enslaved. Those are your only two choices. Kill or be killed. Eat or be eaten. That's the third dimension, everybody. That's what we are evolving out of. No more just relegated to the third dimension, because there are many dimensions of consciousness. And so many people that we label as being asleep are simply in the third dimension, and that's as high as they have access to. It doesn't make them bad people. It just means that they're going to keep being played by this old world order that keeps orchestrating this competition and limited states of being, this low conscious vibration, third dimensional reality. Well, let's break it down a little bit before we get up into the higher dimensions of consciousness. The first dimension of consciousness is physical. This is where we have our physical body. It's materiality. This is where rocks and minerals are. Minerals and rocks are in the first dimension, and so is our physical body. But that's not all there is, of course. There's a second dimension. The second dimension of consciousness is also physical. See, they keep incorporating what came before. Also physical, but this time there is an emotional body associated with the physicality. So now we're scooping up our plants and our animals. They are in the second dimension of consciousness. But of course, there is the third dimension. Now, this is where we find human beings showing up on the screen. Human beings cannot exist anywhere below the third dimension. And this is why we are in such a primitive state. We are still in our hostile phase. That's why discussing these presidential debates is, it's a low vibration. It will never bring us into freedom because it doesn't get any higher than the third dimension. It's not bad. It's not wrong. It's just that here at the end of the age, it will not bridge us over into the new paradigm. So the third dimension is physicality. It's also emotions, and it's also mental. It's a physical body, an emotional body, and a mental body. This is where our egos rule and reign over us. This is why we see this pyramidal structure of control on planet Earth alive and well, unfortunately, because at the pinnacle is the ego. And so this is the human condition. There's really, really great stuff, and there's really, really awful stuff. It's kind of like heaven and hell, all wrapped up into one. Fortunately, we don't have to stay there. We are graduating from the third dimension through the portal of the fourth dimension. It's the portal to the new paradigm. And this dimension, the fourth dimension, is very much also alive and well on planet Earth in many, many people. Many people, many beautiful people have an opening of their heart. They are beginning to see that they must choose something other than what has been before. The new world order, or the old world order, ceases to exist in the cooperation and the oneness of the higher vibrational dimensions. And the fourth dimension is a causal body. I love that. A causal body. Do you know what that means? I'm not positive, but you know what? A causal body is a heck of a lot more self-empowered than having no access to a causal body and just being a mental body. We must be at cause. We must take responsibility for what is on our planet. This is our planet. And these parasites have no more place here. So the causal body is the opening of the heart. Now, the opening of the heart has to do with unconditional, non-judgmental, forgiving love. Now, it doesn't, it's not the same as being a nice person. That is not unconditional, non-judgmental, forgiving love. I am pointing to, hey, there are some really dark characters that are lording over us, and I don't get to judge them anymore. I just get to observe them, and I get to choose a higher transformational experience than that. I don't choose to be ruled by them any longer. And I'm going to go wake up my fellow brethren, and we're all going to go into a glorious future together. So the fourth dimension is imperative. The portal is the opening of the heart. But even that is not enough. We must move into the fifth dimension. This is where humans become the creators that we are, creative manifestation through the etheric body. That which we have imagined is coming to be. The etheric body. It's a new, agreed upon reality. Now, there are many more dimensions of consciousness. These are just the first five. But all five of these dimensions have something in common, and that is they all have a physical body. In the fifth dimension, I'm talking about having an etheric body, but it's still physically based. We are still here on Mother Earth. The etheric body is what we have allowed to be. So not so heavy. You know, when you've just had so much on you and you've just been overwhelmed and you've just been run all day and you just feel burdened and heavy, that's what the third dimension makes us feel. The fifth dimension doesn't mean that we won't have any work. It just means that we won't be so wrinkled up with burdens that age us and make us so heavy that we're so afraid of getting old and dying a painful death. A fifth dimensional awareness is lighter. It is a higher resonance. It's not better. It's higher. The number five comes after the number four, and the number four comes after the number three. This is in motion. You couldn't stop it if you wanted to. Some will choose to have a fifth dimensional expression of viable life for all beings on this planet, and God bless them. That is a major operation underway. And I am a stand that this is happening, and it's already done. But please do not become dependent on others to formulate this creative manifestation for you. We need everyone who can hear the sound of my voice. We need all of us to choose. This is the evolutionary blueprint for humanity. It is wonderful news. to take this density, oh, and it is dense, but to take this density into the more unlimited states of being. This is how we make the old world order, the old corruption, obsolete. We can choose to create a wonderful world based on freedom and personal responsibility and respect for all. You don't have to agree with them, but you do need to respect that the spark of the divine is within them, just like it is within you. We must stop feeding the dark controllers through our anger, through our angst, through our division, through our superiority, through our inferiority, through this us versus them, through this resistance, through this violent thought process. We must let go of those things, and we must become more powerful than that. I'm not suggesting that we become passive. I'm suggesting that we become proactive, energetically, and that the energy that flows through us makes a difference. This is how we end the predictable cycle. If we do not step up into self-empowerment, then we will go the way of ages past. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I think that what we're going to be seeing, and this is what I am creating as a fifth dimensional being, that is my choice. I have the liberty to do that. No one is stopping me. And no one can stop me. That is something that is extended from within myself. The kingdom of God is within us. And when it begins to flow out, history will change. The world tyranny will end. And our choice for freedom will be at the pinnacle and will be in our midst. That's the pinnacle. What is in our midst? All of us cooperating in a world of abundance, in a world that works, a world that has eradicated control by fear, because that is the dark way. No. We are going into a world of light that is the authentic divine blueprint. It's very, very exciting. We cannot do it alone. We must interlink and become interdependent. And that's what I'm always talking about here on Unzipping Reality. I'd love to invite you to partake of my awakening coaching. It's personal evolution coaching. It's very fifth dimensional. It's very much finding that portal, that fourth dimension, the opening of the heart and coming on through. And manifesting as a fifth dimensional and being part of the solution instead of part of the problem. That's what it's about. I call it waking up to me, awakening coaching. And you just need to go on fearorlove.com and you can contact me. I'm Leah LaChapelle. And this has just been a fantastic time of talking, what does freedom really look like? I hope I've challenged you a little bit this hour, because it is an appeal. It's a clarion call to begin to intend for the future that you choose instead of simply resisting that which you see there now. So begin to trust the process. begin to know the process. It's the great letting go and letting in. This is a vibrational game that we're playing. Get to know those four universal laws, especially the universal law of allowance with balance. Don't let people run over you. Don't be a doormat. Stand in your power, but do so lovingly and do so through self-empowerment. So you know the process, and so you be that process, and so you do that process as we together unzip reality. Be free. Bye-bye, everyone.